a Jewish journal article, HRW among 60 NGOs urging UN not to endorse IHRA. Human Rights Watch, HRW, is among the 60 NGOs that are urging the United Nations to not endorse the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, IHRA, definition of anti-Semitism in a letter that has been criticized by Jewish groups. The 60 NGOs, which also included the American Civil Liberties Union and the Israeli human rights organization B'Tselem, wrote in an April 3 letter to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Under Secretary General Miguel Ángel Moratinos that IHRA has often been used to wrongly label criticism of Israel as anti-Semitic, and thus chill and sometimes suppress, nonviolent protest, activism and speech critical of Israel and/or Zionism, including in the US and Europe. They specifically criticized the fact that IHRA considers references to Israel as a racist endeavor, as anti-Semitic, arguing that it means allegations of Israel engaging in apartheid against the Palestinians and would be considered anti-Semitic. This example could also be used to label as anti-Semitic documentation showing that Israel's founding involved dispossessing many Palestinians, or arguments, also made by some members of the Israeli Knesset, to transform Israel from a Jewish state into a multi-ethnic state that equally belongs to all of its citizens, that is, a state based on civic identity, rather than ethnic identity, the letter stated. The 60 NGOs also criticized IHRA for labeling double standards against Israel as being anti-Semitic, arguing that doing so opens the door to labeling as anti-Semitic anyone who focuses on Israeli abuses as long as worse abuses are deemed to be occurring elsewhere. By that logic, a person dedicated to defending the rights of Tibetans could be accused of anti-Chinese racism, or a group dedicated to promoting democracy and minority rights in Saudi Arabia could be accused of Islamophobia, the letter stated. This example suggests also that it is anti-Semitic to evaluate Israel as anything but a democracy, also when assessing its actions in the occupied Palestinian territory, where it has for more than half a century governed millions of Palestinians who have no say on the most consequential issues affecting their lives and who are deprived of their basic civil rights. The letter went on to argue that IHRA has shut down pro-Palestinian speech on college campuses, noting that two British universities cancelled Israel Apartheid Week programming in 2017 through IHRA. The NGOs added that two other definitions of anti-Semitism, the 2021 Jerusalem Declaration on Anti-Semitism and the Nexus document forged by a USC Bard College task force, are preferable to IHRA. As an international organization committed to the universal promotion of the rule of law and human rights, the UN should ensure that its vital efforts to combat anti-Semitism do not inadvertently embolden or endorse policies and laws that undermine fundamental human rights, including the right to speak and organize in support of Palestinian rights and to criticize Israeli government policies, the letter stated. Jewish groups criticized the letter. The human rights industry is indeed broken, Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt tweeted. At a time when anti-Jewish hate undeniably is expanding and intensifying, orgs like HRW, Al-Haq and others should be highlighting the value of the era definition and urging greater attention and focus on hashtag anti-Semitism. The human rights industry is indeed broken. At a time when anti-Jewish hate undeniably is expanding and intensifying, orgs like HRW, Al-Haq and others should be highlighting the value of the era definition and urging greater attention and focus on hashtag anti-Semitism. https://t.co/cvur6005qn. Jonathan Greenblatt, at jgreenblattadl, April 4, 2023. The American Jewish Committee, AJC, similarly said in a statement, efforts to counter anti-Semitism are more necessary than ever. The examples of anti-Semitism contained in the IHRA working definition mirror the recent surge in anti-Semitic attacks across the globe. The IHRA definition has immense value as an educational tool that offers greater awareness of the multiple forms anti-Semitism can take. It empowers the victims and society at large to identify otherwise undetected forms of anti-Semitism. The AJC added that IHRA has been adopted by more than 30 nations, multilateral organizations such as the European Union and the Organization of American States, 29 U.S. states and the District of Columbia, numerous local governments, and countless businesses, universities, and organizations, and the definition can help a police officer on the street or a graduate student in the classroom recognize anti-Semitism. These include conspiracy theories, Holocaust denial, and the demonization of Israel. The IHRA working definition affirms that criticism of Israel is not anti-Semitism, the AJC continued. However, it offers examples where that line may be crossed, such as denying the Jewish people's right to self-determination. Numerous countries that have delivered stinging criticism of the policies of the Jewish state have embraced the definition as a useful tool. The definition on its own is not legally binding and does nothing to prohibit any speech, even the most hateful. David Siegel, president of Friends of the European Leadership Network, ELNET, said in a statement, ELNET condemns the letter from anti-Israel organizations calling on the UN to reject the IHRA definition of antisemitism. The definition has been adopted by 39 countries, of which 30 are European democracies who understand the difference between legitimate criticism and antisemitism. We will redouble our efforts to educate European policymakers on the importance of enforcing the definition. The suggestion that the IHRA definition prevents criticism of Israel is patently false and undermines the safety of Jewish communities around the world.